from the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk. New Jersey's most listened to station. New Jersey 101.5 News starts now.
It's 5 o'clock. I'm Danny DiCrescenzo. Topping our report this hour, Governor-elect Mikey Sherrill says she'll declare a state of emergency to freeze utility costs as soon as she takes office in January. Her comments follow a meeting she had yesterday with Governor Phil Murphy the day after her victory in Tuesday's election. She says she also plans to push back on Donald Trump over his tariffs and to restart the Gateway Tunnel project. The widow of Charlie Kirk says she saw a, quote, smirk on the face of her assassinated husband. Erica Kirk told Fox News' Jesse Waters Wednesday during her first TV interview since her husband's assassination that she was immediately struck by while seeing his body at the morgue.
That smirk to me is that look of you thought you could stop what I've built.
She adds she's confident the Turning Point movement will only keep growing. Tyler Robinson is accused of murdering Kirk during a Turning Point rally at Utah Valley University on September 10th. And Newark Liberty International Airport is reportedly on a list of airports nationwide that could see their number of flights in the U.S. cut due to staffing shortages. FAA Administrator Brian Bedford says the agency will reduce air traffic by 10% at 40 high-volume airports if there's no deal to end the current government shutdown. Now for your business report. United Airlines will refund customers who now don't want to fly because of those impending flight restrictions. The FAA, of course, cutting that 10% of flights in the U.S. airspace starting tomorrow morning. And air traffic controllers have been working without pay for more than a month now. On Wall Street, the Dow closed down 399 points. News, traffic, weather also brought to you by Earth Treasures. Gold has shattered records now at $4,000 an ounce. And silver, it's nearing the highest it's ever been. Turn that old chain, broken bracelet, or class ring into cash at Earth Treasures Jewelers. Visit shopearthtreasures.com. Hear the latest New Jersey 101.5 newscast when you want, where you want, and on demand. Go to nj1015.com and click on demand. And what's the weather looking like? Chief Meteorologist Dan Zaro's complete forecast is coming up. New Jersey fast traffic in 1 minute.
New Jersey 101.5 instant weather. It's going to be chilly as we get through tonight with a partly cloudy sky. Low temperatures mostly in the 30s. There will be some areas of frost as we head into early tomorrow. And some spots in the Northwest Hills will even see a freeze. It will be breezy tomorrow. In general, more clouds and sunshine, especially later in the day. That's when we'll see the most cloud cover. Tomorrow's high near 60. So we do expect some showers to move through the area tomorrow night with a lot of clouds. Low near 50, so not nearly as cold as tonight. Saturday looks even a bit warmer. A pleasant day to start off the weekend with some sunshine. Highs up into the mid-60s. Then the clouds return by Sunday. There will be some rain at times. Sunday's high will be close to 60 degrees. From the Edison Heating and Cooling Weather Desk, I'm meteorologist Brian Thompson.
Rockaway, 46 degrees. Franklin, 53. Beach Haven, 54. Fast traffic and instant weather every 15 minutes on New Jersey 101.5. This weather is brought to you by the Flemington Department Store. Top name furniture, free furniture delivery, and Flemington Department Store is paying your sales tax on most furniture. Plus, amazing savings on select Sealy mattresses. Don't miss this sale. Flemington Department Store. It's worth the trip.
Not New York, not Philadelphia.
We're proud to be Jersey's own. New Jersey 101.5. Join the conversation.